Shake your head at me.
All right. Even I know how to get here without a GPS.
I know how to get here without a GPS, but I want to get here as quick as possible to see you, be on time.
Well, thank you very much. You're such a pleasure to have. See you in a few weeks again?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder what job she's going to have in a couple of weeks.
These ones and then another, right?
Okay. Thank you very much. That's our Alder, Melissa Caprillion, for the
Fifth District.
Yeah. Like what you said before. Well, the 2nd District Board is here, but that's not mine. The 5th District, and she's also County Board Supervisor for Racine County, and now the latest job, Executive Director of the Kenosha Food Bank. How do the people make a donation?
On KenoshaCountyFoodBank.org on the website. There's right on the top of the page.
All right. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you for coming in.
I do appreciate it. Yeah. All right. More coming up. Don't forget that. I'll give you one more time. Here, though, it's 45 seconds past 8 o'clock. The keyword this hour for the Scotty Summer Sweepstakes is democracy. So go to the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, and type in democracy.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East, where Secretary of State Blinken is hoping to get both Israel and Hamas to agree to a U.S.-crafted ceasefire plan for Gaza. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
Blinken spoke with Israeli hostage families gathered outside his hotel in Tel Aviv. He welcomed the statement from Hamas that it approved the UN-backed ceasefire deal, but there's been no word from Hamas leadership inside Gaza.
That's what counts, and that's what we don't have yet. Everyone has said yes, except for Hamas.
Blinken is now in Jordan meeting with Arab leaders, hoping to convince them to put more pressure on Hamas.
Chinese police say they've arrested a 55-year-old man in a stabbing attack on four instructors from Iowa's Cornell College at a public park in Jilin City. CBS's Roxana Sabiri.
Iowa State Representative Adam Zapner told CBS News one of the victims is his brother, David. He said the group was visiting a local temple when they were attacked by a man with a knife, adding that David is doing okay and recovering at the hospital.
Jurors at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial are about to begin their first full day of deliberating. Correspondent Scott McFarland's at the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware.
The jury deliberated here at the federal courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware for about an hour before the judge sent them home. They listened to 6 days of often emotional testimony about Hunter Biden's descent into crack cocaine addiction and the broken relationships with family along the way. He's pleaded not guilty to a charge he unlawfully possessed a firearm while on drugs and made false statements on the background form to buy it.
Voters in North Dakota go to the polls today to weigh in on banning people from running for Congress if they're 81 or older by the time they're sworn in. Jared Hendricks' group, Retire Congress, is behind the measure.
There's a lot of discontent with Congress right now, and particularly there's a lot of support both for term limits and for age limits.
They're bracing for more scorching heat in the Southwest and torrential tropical rain in the Southeast. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
There will be some downpours that produce 1 to 2 and locally up to 3 inches of rain per hour. That's where flash flood warnings would be issued. But in general, a flood watch is in effect for the southern quarter of the state of Florida.
Edmonton scored first in last night's Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final, but Florida roared back on ABC. Panthers beat the Oilers 4-1 to go up 2-0. S&P futures are down 17, Dow futures off 165. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Waukegan woman accused of hitting and killing a 52-year-old man in a hit-and-run incident in Kenosha was in court yesterday. She was allegedly under the influence of marijuana. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has delayed the review of signatures for the recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That now won't happen until June 27th. The Recall Voss Committee claims to have submitted 9,000 signatures. The city of Racine has declared June 23rd as Racine Pride Day. There'll be a celebration that day from noon to 2 at City Hall. After a 13-year drought, Bradford has a state title. The high school softball team won the state tournament. A parade will be held to celebrate that state championship victory tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Packers minicamp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are holding practices this week before their summer break. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, has the team ruled out using a one-year franchise tag on quarterback Jordan Love?
I don't think we'd ever say that. You know, things can change, but that's not what we're focused on. We've got, you know, a lot of time here, and I think the thought process is to get Jordan locked up and move forward that way.
The Packers announcing family night will be Saturday, August 3rd. The team holding a practice in pads inside Lambeau Field, followed by fireworks. Tickets still just $10 per person. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Blue Jays. For game two of their three-game series, the crew winning 3-1 last night. Milwaukee running out of pitchers. Pat Murphy telling reporters 25-year-old lefty Robert Gasser likely done for the season, along with Wade Miley, Brandon Woodruff. Well, that means 22-year-old right-hander Carlos Rodriguez will get his first major league start tonight for the Brewers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers, a high of 75. A few showers or thunderstorms tonight, we'll see a low of 60. For Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 85. For Wednesday night, a scattered storm, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a low of 66. Showers in 86 Thursday.
Right now, it's 55.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. And his mama cries.
From Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
It's 8:13 on a Tuesday morning. Looking for increasing cloudiness today with a high near 71. Right now it's sunny at 59 degrees here at Radio Park with the Four Tops. Sugar Pie Honey.
Sugar Pie Honey Bites. You know that I love you. I can't help myself. I love you and nobody else. In and out my life. Man.
we've got the Brewers coming up tonight, 6:35 p.m. The Toronto Blue Jays are in town to take on the Brewers. Yeah, right here on WRJN, it's 8:16. Local news and timeless hits.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away. Down, they say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy. Some man who's not around, she still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy.
The year for the Looking Glass and Brandy. Now, this is an interesting story. I'll give you a little backstory on the song Brandy. There was a another song called Brandy, but this song came out before the other song. The other song was written by a guy named Scott English, and he recorded the song Brandy. But then he said, well, you know what? I'm going to get Barry Manilow to sing my song. But this song was already out, so he couldn't have two songs named Brandy, so he changed his song to Mandy and gave it to Barry Manilow, and they both became big hits in 1972. There you go. This is Brandy. The other one's Mandy, formerly known as Brandy. All right. There's always some story. Okay, what else I got for you here this morning? This is a game changer. People on TikTok are freaking out after realizing they've been calculating their birthday wrong. When you turn a certain age, you're not actually starting that age. You're finishing it. So if you just turned 39, you're really in your 40th year. Again, it's obvious when you think about it, but it's rocking people's worlds. And that's coming up soon here because we're turning 100 years old in 2026. Where's my head? In 2026, we're actually turning 100 years old. But are we really just completing our 99th year? And beginning our, I think this is our 98th year, but then people say, no, it's your 97th year. So I'm all confused about that. I used to think I had it down pat. Now I don't get it at all. Day 20 at WRGN on a Tuesday. We're looking for increasing cloudiness today with a high near 71. Cloudy, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 61. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 82. Right now, it is sunny, 59 degrees, right here at Radio Park.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. fill up your tank. Check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, three district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Ski Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Ski Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
Hey, don't forget, Cindy Huber is going to continue our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. She's got a new keyword for you coming up at 9 o'clock. Here at WRJN, local news and timeless hits with Gary Lewis.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count the ones that you might ever doubt.
Not for
Baby, the Bike Stops, their follow-up to The Letter. At WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits, pass it on, tell a friend. You planning a trip to Idaho? Well, you might want to keep this in mind. Cannibalism is illegal in Idaho and has a maximum sentence of 14 years unless you had no choice under extreme life-threatening conditions as the only apparent means of survival. So it is okay. Who determines if it was necessary? You know, hey, these hunger pains this morning, I was too lazy to get up and order food, so I decided to eat my next-door neighbor. Yeah. Who knew the cannibalism? It's illegal, but it's okay under certain circumstances in Idaho. It's 8:30. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here this morning at WRJN. Time for our news.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waupun says there's no need to close the local state prison. The lockup is 176 years old and four inmates died there in the last year. Ron Bishop says the problems at the prison are for state officials to solve. The Department of Corrections is Waupun's leading employer. Observers say four state Senate seats are competitive this year as Democrats try to take the majority in as soon as 2 years.
If you don't win all four, you're okay. You can get there. If you win just two, that's really tough. That makes it challenging. So for Democrats, they want three. Three gives them a pretty good chance for 2026.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukegan woman accused of running over a man in Kenosha and causing his death was in court yesterday. 37-year-old Sheila Tannen was charged for her involvement in a fatal hit-and-run on Saturday night. The 52-year-old victim, Troy Wolfgart, was struck and dragged for nearly five blocks before being pronounced dead at the scene. Tannen, believed by police to be under the influence of marijuana, faces charges including homicide by vehicle while under the influence, hit-and-run resulting in death, and driving without a license. The result of the recall Robin Voss effort won't be revealed for several weeks. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is delaying the review of signatures for the recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The results of the new numbers won't come out until the commission meets on June 27th. Pride Day in Racine will be on a Sunday. The city of Racine has declared June 23rd as Racine Pride Day. The celebration will take place from noon to 2 that day at City Hall. It's lucky number 13 for the Red Devils. It's been 13 years since Mary D. Bradford High School in Kenosha won a state title in sports. The drought came to an end over the past weekend with the Red Devil softball team winning the state tournament in Madison. They beat Milton in that title game. A parade will be held tomorrow on Kenosha's north side. The Bradford football team won a state championship back in 2011. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers, a high of 75. A few showers or thunderstorms tonight, we'll see a low of 60. For Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 85. For Wednesday night, a scattered storm, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a low of 66. Showers and 86 Thursday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall, but don't you know?
my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end. You know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my windowpane, I'll think of summer days again.
There's an app called People Keeper that scientifically determines which people you should eliminate from your life. It tracks your heart rate as you talk to people and figures out which people make you the most stressed, nervous, and angry. I'm afraid I'll run out of friends if I use it.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time. Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Award-winning actor Cuba Gooding Jr., his dad, Cuba Gooding Sr., was a part of the main ingredient on that song. Yeah. Local news, Tamless Hits, WRGN with J.J. Jackson.
I'm
There is a trend now, people putting together the If I Go Missing binders with their DNA, fingerprints, handwriting samples, and dental records. Maybe a harmless peace of mind thing. Others say it's unhealthy. I think we're all watching too much Dateline in 2020 because people are missing all the time in this country. And I you know, I don't need Keith Morrison at my door asking my wife where I am.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind.
VCR down on the corner. I don't think they made a bad song. One of my favorite songs by them really wasn't one of their big hits, but Sweet Hitchhiker by CCR. Love all their stuff. You know, it's amazing how much your body's doing without you even thinking about it. In the next 30 seconds, your body will produce 72 million red blood cells. Your blood will travel 4 miles. Your heart will beat 36 times. You'll shed 174,000 skin cells all over the studio. You'll blink 6 times. And you'll take 8 breaths. That all happened by the time I started reading that to you. Isn't that amazing? Could you think if we actually had to control our bodies and actually do all these things? Could you imagine if we actually had to think about this stuff? In other words, man, I got to get producing this. It's a good thing our bodies are on autopilot.
You know, if I had to think about anything, I'd be walking around with all these cells hanging on. I mean, you'd be freaking out.
Yeah, and and they're all over your bed. They're all over your car.
Stop.
And here's something gross. They're over your food. And when you're in a restaurant, other people's cells are probably all over your food.
Well, that doesn't bother me. I think what does not kill me makes me stronger, Don.
Gross. Just the thought
of it. Hey, Don, want to come over for dinner?
I'm never eating again over somebody's house or in a restaurant as long as I live. Day 47 at WRJN. Cindy's going to have a special keyword for you in our Scotty Summer Sweepstakes coming up at 9 o'clock. She'll repeat it every 30 seconds for the entire hour. From 9 till 10, so you won't miss it. Then all you do is have to go to the Civic Media app, which you'll download free from the App Store, and just hit WRGN and text the keyword, whatever she tells you what it is. Now, I know what it is. I'm not going to tell you, though. You know, yesterday my guest was in here, Kelly Cruz. She actually entered the contest while she was doing the interview with me.
Oh, cool.
She downloaded the app. She texted it, and my phone went off because I could see when they come in. And I said, you just do that? She goes, yeah.
Oh, man.
She says, I want to win. Everybody wants to win great prizes from Civic Media and WRJN. It's 8:48. Hey, look what's coming up this summer.
Check, check, 1, 2.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest.
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss 3 unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
news and timeless hits, WRJN. Pass it on. Tell a friend. I'm Don Rosen. I'm gone. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Cindy Huber's coming up next, and she's got that keyword for the Scotty Summer Sweepstakes. Your chance to win some great prizes here from Civic Media and WRJN. Have yourself a good day. Here's the worst that could happen. The Brooklyn Bridge at WRJN.
Girl, I heard you're getting married. The end. They say you really mean it. This guy knew what that makes you feel. So safe, so sane, and so secure. And baby, if you love me more than me, maybe it's the best thing. Maybe it's the best thing for you. But it's the worst that could happen.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is hopscotching across the Middle East, hoping to secure a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Correspondent Cammie McCormick begins our coverage.
Blinken is in Jordan, which is hosting an emergency humanitarian conference.